does.
And a female reporter asked Cam Newton about routes earlier this week. What he said to her is driving literally everybody crazy. We'll discuss. 7 o'clock, WMAL News is next.
WMAL-FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
Get your shot at $1,000. Four times a day. 4K a day on WMAL. A Cumulus station. News. Now,
WMAL News at 7. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. The news is brought to you by longroofing.com. The big announcement in Oslo a short time ago.
The Norwegian Nobel Committee has decided to award the Nobel Peace Prize for 2017 to the international campaign to abolish nuclear weapons. ICAN.
The director of ICAN says winning the Nobel Peace Prize sends a message to nuclear-armed states. Well, it's not clear yet exactly where Tropical Storm Nate will come ashore this weekend, but someplace in the Gulf Coast is going to get hit, says meteorologist Derek Van Dam.
The details still need to be ironed out, but one thing's for sure, the National Hurricane Center has hoisted hurricane watches from central Louisiana all the way to the border of Mississippi and Alabama, with tropical storm watches across parts of the Florida Panhandle.
Nate has already claimed some 20 lives in Central America. Republican Ed Gillespie now has the backing of President Trump in his bid to become Virginia's next governor. The president tweeted last night an endorsement of Gillespie and an attack on Democrat Ralph Northam, accusing Northam of supporting the violent MS-13 gang. Maryland State Controller Peter Francho has filed for re-election and has released a 2018 campaign video.
We're making a difference, and we're changing the way things are done in our state. But there's still more work to do. That's why I'm running to serve 4 more years as your comptroller.
Peter Francho is currently in his third term as state controller. Immigrants' rights groups are suing the Trump administration in the Maryland federal court, calling its termination of the DACA program unconstitutional and racist.
New immigration rules being put forward by the White House could deep six any efforts to come up with a permanent fix for the status of young immigrants who come to the country illegally as children. AP reports the principles would encourage dramatically reducing legal immigration rates and overhaul the green card system to prevent extended family, including siblings and adult children, from joining permanent U.S. residents. The White House also wants to give local law enforcement the power to enforce immigration laws. Scott Carr, Washington.
The latest effort to remove a Confederate statue is coming from D.C.'s representative in Congress.
D.C. Delegate Eleanor Holmes Norton wants the statue of Confederate General Albert Pike, which is located on federal land near Judiciary Square, to be removed. She's now introduced a bill saying that the statue should be put in a, quote, more appropriate place, because she says that Pike was a Confederate general who served dishonorably and was forced to resign in disgrace. Congresswoman Norton says no federal funds should be used in the effort. Maria Leaf on WMAL and WMAL.com.
A 26-year-old Falls Church mother is now facing felony charges after police rescued her 3 young children from a hot car. It happened on Tuesday afternoon. Police say the kids, ages 5, 6, and 7, had been inside the car for at least 45 minutes and were suffering from heat exhaustion. Alexa Falkinson told police she left the children in the car because she didn't want to bring them with her to work. She's now been charged with 3 counts of cruelty to a child. Checking your money, the Dow opened today at 22,775, the Nasdaq at 65,85. Sports Game 1 victories go to Houston and Cleveland in the American League Division Series. Tonight, the Nationals host the Cubs. The Dodgers take on the Diamondbacks in the NL as the NL Series begin. The Caps open their season with a win in Ottawa. Thursday night football, the Patriots beat Tampa Bay. NBA preseason, the Wizards host the Knicks tonight. WMAL News Time 7:04. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM at AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Fall has arrived. That means shorter days and cooler temperatures for the DMV.
Very heavy showers and storms coming through here.
For Washington's most accurate and dependable forecast.
I'm Jeff Marr.
I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic.
Depend on WMAL.
The harsh rain and wind ahead will be very tough on your roof. Prepare for the season by showing your roof you give a shingle. Call Long Roofing. That's Long, L-O-N-G. The name that's been trusted by families across the Mid-Atlantic region for over 70 years. I'm Vince Colonnaise, and right now you can save $1,074 on roof replacement from my friends at Long Roofing. Call them today for a free estimate on your roof. 800-481-LONG. 800-481-L-O-N-G. Or head to longroofing.com.
The Dale City Gun Show is back with the biggest show ever.
ever. This weekend at the Dale City VFW. New management. 165 tables. Entire building full with everything you need for the shooting sports, self-defense, and more. Virginia and Utah concealed carry classes both days. Saturday 9 to 5, Sunday 9 to 4. The biggest, best Dale City gun show ever. Dale City VFW. This weekend. Admission coupons and more info at showmastersgunshows.com.
Have your carpets looking, smelling, and feeling brand new again. Book at ZeroResDC.com.
Saturday, October 14th from 11 to 3, Potomac Petals and Plants celebrates its fall festival. Bring the entire family out for a day of face painting, pumpkin decorations, train rides, animals, and more. Potomac Petals and Plants on River Road in Potomac Village, Washington's premier flower, garden, and gift store.
7:05 on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First in the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
395 Virginia, and traffic is released here right as you merge on from Duke Street. Everyone had been stopped for a few moments, dealt with the multi-car crash, and they stopped all traffic. I just watched them move everybody over to the shoulder flatbed tow trucks there as well. So now travel lanes can reopen. If you're coming off the exit from Duke Street, you'll see a lot of that crowding that right lane for you, but it is accessible. Now, elsewhere, Manassas, you've been busy this morning. One of our latest problems on the Prince William Parkway is northbound before Wellington Road for the crash. Still watch for accident cleanup on Sudley Manor Drive, east of the Prince William Parkway at Bethlehem Road. 66, as you approach 29 Centerville, we had the earlier crash, had been cleared over to the shoulder. Heading in through town, it's been pretty mellow as you make your travels in on the Baltimore-Washington Parkway, 50 through Cheverly volume. And now on the Southeast-Southwest Freeway, approaching the 3rd Street Tunnel westbound side, seeing those delays increasing. Maryland on the Baltimore-Washington Parkway crash and Laurel have been southbound near 198. Looks like travel lanes reopen. And now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
With some breaks in the clouds today and winds out of the southwest, the high should hit 85. Then a clear sky tonight with a low of 65. Mostly sunny and warm tomorrow, the high of 85. Then showers and storms will move in Sunday for the high in the upper 70s. I'm meteorologist Jeff Marr from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 57 in Haymarket, 61 in Waldorf, 66 in Washington. Traffic and weather is sponsored by Potomac Petals and Plants. Cam Newton apologizes for a sexist remark he made to a female reporter. Find out more at WMAL.com. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall.
105.9 FM
and AM 630.
WMAL. Well, good morning to you. Coming up this morning on Mornings on the Mall at 7:15, we've got Frank Miniter. He's a gun and hunting expert, going to talk about the subject of guns and legislation and these bump stocks as Congress looks at banning them. That's coming up. 8:05, Josh Krauscher with National Journal. He's been tracking the Democratic Party and what's going on there as Nancy Pelosi's head is being called for by some in her own party. And then 8:35, Jill Vogel is a Virginia State Senator. She's running for Lieutenant Governor and just had a debate last night. We'll find out how she thinks she did. That's all ahead on Mornings on the Mall. Vince Colonnais with Mary Walter.
Good morning to you. Happy Friday. Joining us right now is Doug McElway. He's a Washington correspondent for the Fox News Channel. Doug, good morning. Welcome back to Mornings on the Mall.
Hey, Mary. Hi, Vince. How you doing?
We're doing great, especially because it's Friday, right?
Yeah.
The president tweeted out tweeted this out. Ralph Northam, who is running for governor of Virginia, is fighting for the violent MS-13 killer gangs and sanctuary cities. Vote Ed Gillespie. Now, that's a big deal that the president is endorsing Ed Gillespie. Does that help or hurt him, though?
Ed Gillespie or the president?
No, Ed Gillespie. Does having the president's endorsement bump up his support?
We'll see. It's an important test for the Trump presidency in terms of the effect of his coattails. He's already lost one race with the Alabama race. His candidate he backed, Big Luther Strange, a loss to Roy Moore. I think the president made a wise decision in that case to sort of preemptively back Roy Moore in the event that his own candidate, Luther Strange, lost. And both have agreed to support each other. But this is another test of the president's coattails, so we'll see.
It's interesting. Do you have any sense of why he decided at this point, or is this like literally everything else with Trump's Twitter account? We never quite know why he decided, but he did.
Well, Virginia is an important state. It's an important state and a bellwether state. Ed Gillespie, did really well in the 2016 Senate race. He defied the polls. almost beat the Democratic candidate in that case. And so people are hoping that he potentially defies the polls again. He's the Republican candidate. The president wants to demonstrate that he has some coattails, and so this is an important test.
Yeah, he'll definitely need to defy the polls, because the new Washington Post poll shows a 53-40 split between Ralph Northam
right.
And
Ed Gillespie. That poll is a bit of an outlier. Many other polling, there was a USA Today poll that was done in mid-September, which showed that I think both candidates tied at 44%. Most other polls have showed about a 4 or 5 point spread for Northam within the margin of error. So the Washington Post poll was different. And the interesting thing about that poll is that it was released just yesterday, but the polling itself was conducted all in the aftermath of the Las Vegas attack. So it also encompasses the big question of gun control and gun control in Virginia. So that's important. I spoke to Karl Rove about that particular poll yesterday, and he said it's an outlier. And not only that, but it's a way, way outlier, he said. Now, Karl Rove is a backer of Ed Gillespie, so, you know, he has that. But he's also an astute observer of these kinds of races down to individual counties. And there's a good chance that as Virginia goes with this election, it will probably be determined by those all-important swing counties, the exurbs of the Washington, D.C. area. We're talking about, you know, Loudoun, Fauquier, Prince William County, and those kinds of counties. So we'll see. I spoke to Larry Sabato about the gun control issue in Virginia and how it will affect the race yesterday, and he believes that it will have very little effect, that the red counties in Virginia, the rural counties, are going to stay where they are. The blue metropolitan areas are going to stay where they are. That a big issue like the Las Vegas shooting probably doesn't do anything to change people's minds as much as sort of, serve to entrench people's preconceived notions about this. So we'll see where that goes. The one difference there, the one caveat, is the bump stock factor. It was really interesting that the NRA came out against bump stocks this week. It appears that we're going to see legislation in Congress to ban these kinds of things, and no question that is something that needs to be done. If you listen to the sound of those gunshots, it sounds like a Tommy gun, doesn't it?
Well, it may sound that way, but here's my question for you, though. We've seen Paul Ryan, Kevin Yoder, Mark Meadows, Ron Johnson, John Thune, Orrin Hatch, Lindsey Graham, a whole bunch of these politicians, Republicans, saying, yeah, okay, I back this ban. What does that do to their base? How do you think the base says, do you think the base is behind them on this?
I do. And I think that, you know, Virginia is no stranger to this gun control debate. Harken back to the Virginia Tech shooting in 2007. You had this student there, Sung-hee Cho, who shot and killed 32 people at Virginia Tech. That was, at the time, America's worst shooting by a single gunman. It also, you know, that was an important milestone in Virginia's history, because it uncovered a domino effect of lapses. Before he acted out, there were, you know, lots of students, there were professors at the school who were very much worried about some signals that this student was sending out. He was not right, they believe. They told campus police investigated. They warned Cho to lay off people that he had been bothering. He'd been stalking a couple of female students there. A state court found him to be mentally defective. But because of reporting gaps, he was never placed on the National Instant Criminal Background Check System. So as a result of that, he was able to buy these two guns and carry out his own carnage. Another factor that was in place at the time, and I think it's important to mention as well, that Virginia had a law in place at the time that was signed by then Democratic Governor Doug Wilder in 1993, in place during the Sung-hee Cho shooting, that limited gun purchases to one a month. But that law was repealed in 2012 under the Republican administration of Governor Bob McDonnell. So you see kind of a seesaw effect in Virginia of gun control swings, gun control legislation. It reflects the fundamental divide in Virginia, which is reflective of the fundamental divide across America, that the rural areas are opposed to gun control.
Right.
The metropolitan areas are in favor of it.
I think
in that sense, Virginia's another bellwether.
One last thing on this gun control thing while we have you is that I think people look at bump stocks, people, gun owners who would never even use one, and their fear is, look, as soon as Congress starts banning one element of guns, that this will become a slippery slope. And that fear is not without merit, because you had Nancy Pelosi tell the Washington Post yesterday when asked about the slippery slope argument, so what? I certainly hope so. So
right.
I think that bugs gun owners.
It does. It does. And it's the camel's nose under the tent for a lot of gun owners. The interesting thing is that the real action is on the Senate side, because Chris Murphy has indicated to reporters, I think just yesterday he indicated to reporters, that he's willing to take this bump stock legislation up on its own, singularly, without any other attachments, without any other efforts to exert gun control in any way, shape, or form.
Yeah,
I think probably other Democrats on the House side certainly are upset over Chris Murphy's pronouncement to that effect,
right?
Because it prevents them from putting their camel's nose out of the tent, so to speak.
Yeah, good point. And it'd be hard to see how they could vote against it if Republicans just bring that up as a clean bill.
That's right. That's right.
Doug McElwain from the Fox News Channel, thanks as always for joining us. Look forward to talking to you again soon.
My pleasure.
And we're going to be talking about guns still in a moment with Frank Miniter, who's a gun and hunting expert, in just a second. Here's 7:15, now WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes, first on the Fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, Virginia, slow 395, but travel lanes open at Landmark. 395 North, right where Duke Street merges on. That's where we had the multi-car crash. It's all been moved to the shoulder, but still a lot to check out. So from the Beltway through to that stretch, then you're good. Wide open into Shirlington and a little bit of volume across the 14th Street Bridge. Westbound side of the Southeast-Southwest Freeway bogging down, approaching the 3rd Street Tunnel. DC 295 southbound as you pass Burroughs Avenue toward East Capitol Street, Pennsylvania Avenue, definitely hitting the brake lights there. Now, Beltway in Maryland passing FedEx Field on the inner loop past 214 Central Avenue. Very slow after the exit, had a report of a fender bend. We also have a report of a crash on 66 inside the Beltway. All right, as you come up toward the Connector Road and heading in toward Falls Church. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
All right, today we've got partly cloudy skies and then a high around 85 degrees. Tonight, a clear sky, a low around 65. Tomorrow, mostly sunny, a high around 85 degrees. Currently in the nation's capital, it's 66, 717 on WMAL.
He's a watchdog on Wall Street and a champion for investors. Listen to Ron Carson on Wealth from Wisdom this Saturday at noon, right here on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
Cornyn has said he wants to have hearings on bump stocks, open to a vote. Are you open to a vote on bump stocks?
Yeah, look, I didn't even know what they were until this week, and I'm an avid sportsman, so I think we're quickly coming up to speed with what this is. Fully automatic weapons have been banned for a long time. Apparently, this allows you to take a semi-automatic, turn into fully automatic, so clearly that's something we need to look into.
Something we need to look into. That's Speaker of the House Paul Ryan saying these bump fire stocks may need to be banned here. Let's find out what Frank Miniter thinks. He's a columnist for the NRA's American Hunter magazine and a best-selling author of the books Kill Big Brother, a novel, and The Politically Incorrect Guide to Hunting and the Future of the Gun. Frank, thanks very much for joining us this morning.
Hey, thanks for having me here.
So this idea of banning bump stocks, where's the average gun owner, first of all, on the very existence of bump stocks, and are you all that bothered by the idea that they might be banned soon?
I don't think the average sportsman's even heard of them. Certainly AR aficionados, guys who shoot three gun and that kind of thing, they have. It's not the only device that speeds up an AR-15, potentially, and that the ATF has approved. Interesting. They've gone through these processes to get these kind of devices approved. You know, the AR-15 is the most modular, most advanced piece of technology for this type of firearm, really, in the world. And a lot of our military benefits from civilian market of all the add-ons, all the tweaks and stuff from sight systems down to trigger systems that have been done because of the civilian market. So it's very interesting. It's a big dynamic market. But yeah, I don't think the average guy has heard of it. And I don't think, the NRA has taken the right position saying ATF should review this.
All right, so you don't have a problem with
the ATF reviewing this. My question, though, that I've heard a lot of people say is that, okay, so nobody had ever heard of this before last week, but now suddenly it needs to be banned. What happens with the next one? Because you know it's going to happen again somewhere along the line. Are we just going to slowly ban any weapon that is used in what is considered a horrific mass shooting and slowly go down the line like that? That's what they're afraid of with this.
Well, that's a great point, because banning autos if someone uses those in an attack is really the wrong reaction, and it's silly, and it can. But you know, machine guns have been highly restricted, not banned. You can get a Class 3 license to get one since 1934. So we have decided as a society that the average person shouldn't have a machine gun unless they've gone through this whole licensing system. So if this device, and it does turn a gun potentially into basically a machine gun, then I get why regulations need to step in through the ATF to tighten restrictions on them. But it isn't the only system. You have to look at others that are ATF approved. It's the trigger system that also speeds it up greatly, that the ATF has approved. So it's a dynamic market affecting all these products, and I think the ATF does have to take a stronger look at all these devices.
That trigger system, I know there's one that when you pull the trigger and release the trigger, they both fire around. Is that what you're talking about?
Yeah, it actually rock the trigger, like you do with a paintball gun.
Yeah.
A lot of paintball guns run that way.
Okay, gotcha. So, you know, I'm going to mention something I just mentioned to Doug McElway, which is Nancy Pelosi was asked about whether or not this would be a slippery slope. And she said, so what? I sure hope so. And meaning getting banning even more features of guns and even guns themselves. Do you have any concern that by going after bump stocks here that this could be the beginning of something a lot more regulatory?
You know, you look back historically, and even, as I mentioned, in 1934, the Federal Firearms Act that actually first banned machine guns because they were being used in so many gangster shootouts. The NRA was for that. The NRA has been for these big checks on some of these firearms. So I see gun owners and non coming together on this issue. So I'm not afraid of that. But you're right, that is always the fear. They will try to open the door on that side. Well, more regulations, another assault weapons ban, and so on.
Frank, I've kind of got, I don't know, now it seems like these days a fringy question for you, but I know a couple years ago, Rasmussen said that something like 65% of the country felt like turning back tyranny was a reasonable use of the Second Amendment, and in fact, one of the innate uses. Doesn't it seem like gun restrictions should be even fewer, that maybe automatic weapons should be permissible so long as responsible gun owners have them?
Yeah, I tend to tend that way just by my. But you look at things. I don't think we need them, and I hate the word need because I hate to base anything on need. What do we actually need, right? But I don't think we loosening the restrictions on fully automatic firearms is what society really wants and where we are. I think the semi-automatic firearm. When I interview, for example, special forces, and they tell me the best way to train people, the best people they pull from. Are people with experience in the AR-15 that because we're a free society and can use these, it's much easier to train the men of better armed forces. You better have a better product, as I mentioned earlier, because of all the add-ons, all the stuff that's been changed to technology on this firearm base because of the free market society we have. This freedom really works together in this way. So it's a beautiful arrangement we have going. But to say we need machine guns to be legalized, and I'm not there, no.
Right. I'm more a question of whether or not it's a right to own it. Good. Mary, what do you got?
Yeah, I just wanted to very quickly just talk to you about this something that Senator Tin Kaine had to say on this entire issue and get your reaction to it.
He only was stopped finally because he didn't have a silencer on his weapon. And the sound drew people to the place where he was ultimately stopped. Can you imagine what this would have been if he'd had silencers on all these weapons? But Congress is poised to vote this week to make it easier to get silencers. It's like we've lost our minds on this issue.
So a gun expert, Tim Kaine there, that's his opinion. What say you?
Yeah, I've shot suppressors, and they don't lower the volume to the extent where you wouldn't be able to tell where they are. In fact, it might have made it easier because with that, the ricocheting sound that would have come from that firearm, where he was situated around those buildings, would have made it very hard to locate the spot where he was. It actually would have made it easier if it wasn't so loud. No, but it doesn't lower the decibels down to a point where you can't tell it was a gunshot. It's completely ignorant of him.
And also, Congress wasn't actually voting on that bill this week, so there were quite a few things in there that were half-baked. Thank you very much, Frank Miniter, for stopping by and giving us a perspective this morning on guns.
Anytime.
All right, chat with you soon then. 7:23 now on WMAL.
Are you fed up with fixing the same dental problems over and over? Solve them once and for all with Hybridge Dental Implants. Attend a free seminar at Bethesda Sedation Dentistry Monday, October 16th to learn more. Visit BethesdaSedationDentistry.com.
You know, we're all so busy. So many people don't have any free time. So if you're looking for new flooring, why should you go from store to store to store and waste an entire day when you don't have to? All you have to do is make an appointment with 50 Floor and they'll come to your home on your schedule. And you can literally sit there in the comfort of your own home and look at all the samples that they've brought with them, and you can see how they look in your home with your light and with your furniture and with your cabinets. It's so much easier. And installation, they make that easy too. Super convenient. They move all of your furniture for you. They come and they move it all so you don't have to lift a thing. And during the month of October, that installation is free. So whether you're looking for a carpet, hardwood, laminate, vinyl, or tile, all you do is contact 50 Floor. Don't spend your time running around looking for the best deal. You just schedule an in-home consultation at 50floor.com today. You get free installation. That's a great deal. And if you use the promo code WMAL, you get an additional $100 discount. Go to 50floor.com for complete details and licensure information. 50floor.com.
725 now, WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Virginia, one of our latest problems inside the Beltway for 66 commuters. But if you're very careful here, just get by the incident. I'm not seeing much of a backup. 66 eastbound as you come up toward the Dulles Connector Road. There's a medical emergency cruiser dealing with. They have the right lane of two block there. Again, but just a brief delay for now. So take it easy through that stretch. Beyond, as we continue through Arlington over the Teddy Roosevelt Bridge, nice and quiet. We're still good over the Key Bridge, Memorial Bridge, over the 14th Street Bridge, but a little bit better than normal on our Friday light. It was the westbound freeway near the 3rd Street Tunnel, had several cars involved in the crash, so watch after you come off of the 11th Street Bridge for those delays forming. On the Maryland Beltway, inner loop past 214 Central Avenue, stop and go crews were looking for a report of an incident. Update is now sponsored by 24/7 Diabetic Health Hotline. Attention diabetics, now you can get your testing supplies delivered to your home, free delivery, and a free meter. Call 24/7 Diabetic Health Hotline, 800-808-5181, 800-808-5181. And now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
With some breaks in the clouds and winds out of the southwest, the high today will climb to 85 and a clear sky tonight with a low near 65. I'm meteorologist Jeff Marr from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, 66 degrees, 726 on WMAL.
Hey friends, it's Eric Stewart, and I've got a number of free seminars coming up to be held at the North Bethesda Marriott and the Tysons Corner Marriott in October and November. You'll hear how to get your house ready to sell for top dollar, what improvements will make you money, how to interview a realtor before you hire one, and when is the best time to put your house on the market. And I'm inviting you to attend free, but space is limited. So go to my website at ericstewartgroup.com, and right at the top of the page, you'll see a registration link. You can register now and get your spot reserved. That's ericstewartgroup.com.
Want to know the secret to having enough money in retirement? Hi, Rick Edelman here. A secure retirement starts with figuring out how much you'll need. Until you know that, you really have no idea how much you should be saving or where to invest. It's really quite simple, well, for me and my colleagues anyway, because we're financial planners. So let us figure it out for you. We'll consider your age and life expectancy, your spouse's too, and help you make realistic assumptions about your future spending needs, inflation rates, tax rates, and investment rates of return. We'll factor in outside income sources for you like pensions, Social Security, and inheritance, and also your attitude about leaving money to your kids and grandkids. It's your retirement, so make sure yours is everything you want it to be. Let us help you at Edelman Financial Services, just like we've helped thousands of people just like you. Call us at 888-PLAN-RICK. That's 888-PLAN-RICK. Or visit us at rickedelman.com. That's RiceDelman.com.
Advisory services offered through Edelman Financial Services. Securities offered through EF Legacy Securities, member FINRA SIPC.
When you are depressed, that black cloud was always there.
With depression, nobody wanted to be around me.
I know the pain that I was causing my family.
Finally, there's hope for those struggling with depression. At Greenbrook TMS NeuroHealth Centers, we understand that medication and talk therapy are often not enough. TMS therapy is a non-drug, non-sedating therapy that's FDA indicated for treatment of depression in those who have not benefited from prior antidepressant medication.
My doctor at Greenbrook really understood. I'm a different person, and I'm just happy again.
I have hope. It's been life-changing.
With the TMS treatment, it gave me the clarity to see changes that I need to make in my life. My daughter, she was noticing a difference in me, and she just out of the blue said to me, my happy mom is back.
Accepting most insurances, including Medicare. For your free consultation, visit HopeTMS.com. That's HopeTMS.com.
This is Charles Osgood. Since auto owners insurance began in 1916, the world has entered the information age of computers, email, and smartphones. While technology continues to advance, we believe people help people best. That's why you'll only find auto owners insurance from your local independent agent, a real person who protects your life, family, and business. Auto owners insurance, 100 years of putting people first.
In Fredericksburg, visit bankersinsurance.net.
Hi, this is Mike Canetta, ProStatus Financial Advisors Group and the Savvy Investor Radio Show. Proud to join you in the WMAL family Sunday mornings at 6 a.m. Strategies to help you grow, keep, and distribute your wealth in the most tax-efficient manner possible. Sunday mornings at 6 a.m. here on WMAL.
All right, Cam Newton is losing sponsorships this week over the way he responded to a female reporter during a press conference. If you haven't heard that yet, we're going to play it for you and we'll give you our reaction as we cap off the week with some Cam Newton news. 7:30, WMAL News is next.
WMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington. Your shot at $1,000. Four times a day. 4K a day on WMAL. A Cumulus station. News. Now,
WMAL News at 7:30. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. The news is brought to you by Cabinet Discounters. The International Campaign to Abolish Nuclear Weapons has won this year's Nobel Peace Prize. Nobel Committee Chairwoman Barrett Reese-Anderson says ICAN is largely responsible for 122 UN member states signing on to a treaty prohibiting nuclear weapons.
ICAN has been the leading civil society actor in the endeavor to achieve a prohibition of nuclear weapons under international law.
The director of ICAN says winning the prize sends a message to nuclear-armed states. President Trump is endorsing Republican Ed Gillespie for governor of Virginia in tweets that also took a shot at Gillespie's Democratic opponent. The president accuses Ralph Northam of supporting sanctuary cities and violent gangs. Immigrant rights groups have sued the Trump administration over the DACA program. The lawsuit filed in a Maryland federal court argues that the termination of DACA didn't follow the necessary procedures and discriminates against Mexicans and Central Americans. Officials along the Gulf Coast are preparing for the expected landfall by Tropical Storm Nate.
Given these threats, I have declared a state of emergency for the city of New Orleans.
As forecast tracks had New Orleans in Nate's path, Mayor Mitch Landrieu encouraged people to be prepared.
I want to stress there's no need to panic. We just need to be ready for heavy wind and heavy rain.
He's also encouraging people to stock up on whatever they might need if the power goes out, as Louisiana and other states along the Gulf Coast could see hurricane-force winds and heavy rains. I'm Andrew Spencer.
Checking your money, the Dow opened today at 22,775, the Nasdaq at 65.85. Sports sponsored by Tick.com. The Caps open their season with a shootout win in Ottawa. Thursday night football, the Patriots win. Baseball, the Indians and Astros are game one winners in the AL Division Series. Tonight, the Nationals host the Cubs. Arizona visits L.A. to get the National League Division Series going. NBA preseason, the Wizards host the Knicks tonight. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMA.
Ticked is a simple, more cost-effective way to handle your traffic tickets. Upload a picture of your traffic ticket and let Ticked do the rest. You'll always pay less than the full amount of your fine, and with Better Pay by Ticked, pay 50% today and the rest over time. Visit TIKD.com today.
Have you been saying you need to get your life organized? One place to start is your kitchen. Are your countertops cluttered? Is there enough storage for pots and pans and non-perishable food? And how about your bathroom? In fact, the experienced designers at Cabinet Discounters can organize any room in your house with entertainment centers, wet bars, home offices, and more. Visit our website, CabinetDiscounters.com, and see photos of gorgeous projects, big and small. Then visit one of Cabinet Discounters' 7 showrooms in Maryland and Virginia for a free consultation. And let Cabinet Discounters help you organize your whole house. Cabinet Discounters. Find showroom locations, hours, and phone numbers at CabinetDiscounters.com.
Check out this month's special offers and find showroom locations, hours, and phone numbers at CabinetDiscounters.com.
Cabinet Discounters. Great quality, great price.
To be fearless is not a gift. It's not a given. Fearless is a choice, one that's yours to make. Will you be bold? Will you be brave? You can, because you have the power of a card that opens doors in all 50 states, the one trusted for more than 75 years. CareFirst Blue Cross Blue Shield. Live fearless.
John F. Kennedy was one of the most beloved presidents in American history. During his election campaign and early presidency, he allowed photographer Jacques Lowe extraordinary access to document his family's public and private lives. Mr. Lowe was able to capture over 40,000 personal and behind-the-scenes images from Kennedy's rise to power to intimate scenes of the family at home. Tragically, all but 10 of Lowe's remarkable photographs were destroyed in the attacks of 9/11. But Jacques Lowe had kept the contact sheets elsewhere, and they at least were safe. Not long ago, experts at the museum, working closely with the Lowe estate, painstakingly restored 80 of these precious images. And now you can see these rare glimpses of history in a special exhibit called Creating Camelot, the Kennedy Photography of Jacques Lowe. Now through January 7th, only at the museum.
The harsh rain and wind ahead will be very tough on your roof. Prepare for the season by showing your roof you give a shingle. Call Long Roofing. That's Long, L-O-N-G. The name that's been trusted by families across the Mid-Atlantic region for over 70 years. I'm Vince Colonnaise, and right now you can save $1,074 on roof replacement from my friends at Long Roofing. Call them today for a free estimate on your roof. 800-481-LONG. 800-481-L-O-N-G. Or head to longroofing.com.
735 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, Virginia, here we come on 395. Improving as you come off of the Beltway, had the crash right near Landmark that was over to the shoulder. So just seeing a little bit of volume really helps to have a Friday morning light for sure. And then beyond, just a brief delay across the 14th Street Bridge. On the westbound side of the freeway near the 3rd Street Tunnel, they were clearing the remnants of the four-car crash. And delays as you just come off of the 11th Street Bridge, so do watch in that stretch. Now, Maryland, let's go 270 south through Urbana and Hyattstown below speed. And now the pressure on here at Gaithersburg on to the 270 spurts, the volume. Topside from College Park and around to Silver Spring, seeing those delays increasing as well. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
With some breaks in the clouds and winds out of the southwest, the high today will climb to 85 and a clear sky tonight with a low near 65. I'm meteorologist Jeff Marr from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now 60 in Centerville, 59 in Silver Spring, 66 in Washington. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall. AM 630.
Good morning. Happy Friday. Joining us in about half an hour, Josh Crasher. He is the political editor for National Journal. We'll talk to him about calls for Nancy Pelosi to step down. Those calls are coming from her own party. That's at 8:35. It's Jill Vogel. She is a Virginia state senator, and she is running for Virginia's lieutenant governor. She had a debate last night. We're going to discuss that with her. I'm Mary Walter with Vince Colonnaise. Good morning.
Good morning. Have you... This is unbelievable. Cam Newton, the Panthers quarterback. Earlier this week on Wednesday, you may have heard about this by now, but just in case you haven't, I want to share it with you because I've been uncontainable about this since I heard it yesterday morning. I was listening to this and I was thinking, my God, like how could he say something like that? He was doing a press conference and a local female reporter named Jordan Rodrigue. Or Rodriguez, however you pronounce her last name. She covers the Panthers for the Charlotte Observer, and she was present in the press conference. And you have Cam Newton sitting there answering questions from the assembled press, and she asks a question specifically about receiver routes. She wants to know, you know, about some specific discrete thing about these receivers and how they're running their routes for the Panthers. Well, listen to how Cam Newton answers this question. Go ahead.
So I know you take a lot of pride in seeing your receivers play well. Devin Funchess has seemed to really embrace the physicality of his routes and getting those extra yards. Does that give you a little bit of an enjoyment to see him kind of truck sticking people out there?
It's funny to hear a female talk about routes. Like, it's funny.
Okay, first of all, Notice the room's reaction. I don't know if it's clear on audio, but nobody laughs. He's the only one who's smiling about this. And he goes, it's funny to hear a female talk about routes. It's funny.
Funny to hear a female talk about routes. Like, it's funny.
Like, he's just laughing the woman off that she just asked him a question about receiver routes. Now, I'm of the opinion that you don't need anywhere near a deep level of knowledge about football to understand what a receiver's route is, okay? It's an arrow on a field, basically. You're just running along it. Your job when that ball is snapped is to go 5 yards and then run in, or go 5 yards and then run out. It's to go long, go for, you know, whatever it is, run the post, run whatever it is. She's a sports reporter. Of course she knows what a route is. Yet here's Cam Newton being like, it's funny to hear a female talking about routes. Like, what? I was like, I don't run around looking for sexism at all in anything, Mary. But I heard this and I was like, what? That was insane. What is he talking about?
All right, I got to tell you, I think you're all overreacting, by the way. First of all, when you said, we were talking about, you said a route. So I'm sitting here thinking, you know, like when one team really whoops the other one and it's a route, right? And Mike McKay's shaking his head at me. That's what I thought you meant when you said a route. That's what I thought you meant, like it's a route. You know, like the other team just ran. It was a route. They beat them and they're, you know, 25 to nothing, whatever. So that's what I thought we were talking about, number one. Number two, I think what he said, it's, you know, like, hey, we're in a new era. It's kind of funny. He could have salvaged the whole thing by saying, it's kind of funny, but really cool. If he had said, but really cool at the end of that, we wouldn't even be having this discussion, right?
He did, it's not like he's playing at the same era as Mean Joe Green. Female reporters have been in the locker rooms for years now. It's not like this is something new. And it's pretty funny. I love, by the way, you're like, I have no idea what a route is. Don't confirm. Cam Newton's suspicions here, Mary.
Sorry.
Why am I the one defending the ladies?
First of all, I don't need to be defended. That's number one.
But attacked viciously for your ignorance.
That's right. But so I had no clue what you're talking about. I don't think this was such a terrible, horrible thing. He said it's kind of funny. We laugh when men talk about things that are, you know, like fashion or something like that. If you say something, you know about fashion, or my husband will talk about window treatments when we're doing a part of the house, and I'll just literally go, "You're so in touch with your feminine side." You know, oh, is that sexist? No, but it's weird to hear a man talk about window treatments.
We just got to change those window treatments.
And it's
Mary.
Funny to hear, exactly, and it's funny to hear him talk about things. Like, it would be funny to hear you talk about, you know, Manolos or something along those lines, right? So it's funny. Mike just, McKay, there's shoes, McKay. He just gave me a look like, what the hell? So it's fun. It's just different. Right. It's funny. I don't think it was sexist. Right. So I think
what did you think? Are you siding with insanity here, or are you siding with me? 888-630-9625, 888-630-WMAL. I want to find out what your thought is on this. You know, Cam Newton has lost his Oiko yogurt endorsement.
Oh, dear Lord.
Which, by the way, kind of feminine, the Oiko yogurt endorsement. He's lost that over this, and he's since apologized for it. It's rough, though. I watched this, and I was like, I don't know. Tony, am I overreacting here? Let's go to Tony in Falls Church. What do you think, sir? Good morning.
Absolutely overreacting. Absolutely. I'm listening to that, and I'm thinking, I played football, obviously, only in high school and all that stuff.
Yes.
And I've listened to women's sportscasters, and I've heard them talk about, you know, how's the coach's reaction to something, or how did, you know, you feel in the, you know, throwing that touchdown. But the way she came across asking so specifically about how the receiver, I mean, that's not a very feminine question in the sense of, and that's intricacies of the game that I'm sure not very many quarterbacks have had women ask them. I mean,
about routes,
but the way she said it, it wasn't like, oh, how was that route? She asked like the gaining of the yardage after the play and how they're running the route crisply and all that.
But James, I appreciate you think I'm overreacting here. I appreciate that you think I'm overreacting here. But this is basic knowledge that any sports reporter should have who's sitting in that briefing. Why wouldn't they ask a question about routes? This would be like not knowing what a long snapper was or something. It'd be such a basic element of a football game. Anyway, I appreciate the criticism here. I think other people have the same feeling on this. James also thinks I'm overreacting. Why, James? Good morning.
Good morning. You sound like a Democrat for a second. I don't
don't think he meant. I mean, if you look at the context and how he said it, he was. I think it was meant as a what's the word I'm looking for? As a compliment. And I think with you describing routes, it's not as simplistic as you making it out to be, because you got to defend, you got to get away from whoever's defending you. You got to kind of go off the fly, because yes, you're supposed to run that specific route, but there's a whole bunch of variables that goes into running that route. And for her to actually point out those specifics and then ask him that question, I think he was impressed. And then you have to also remember, like, females, yes, it's been years since they've been into sports and stuff like that.
Yes.
But it's still kind of new, especially in the NFL.
Well, not for Cam Newton's career. These are good points this morning, James. A lot of people following up, people agreeing with you, some people disagreeing even. We'll find out. It's 7:44 here on WMAL. Stay tuned.
I used to find homework really hard.
It's not because I wasn't capable.
Or motivated.
Quite the opposite, in fact.
I loved school. No, it's because we didn't have the internet at home. But now we do. And doing homework is a lot easier.
I can research online.
Send work over the internet. Even email my teacher. All from home. Yeah, the internet has changed everything.
Now I'm excited about school.
I work hard.
And I can get my homework done. Every day. Because I know there's nothing holding me back.
Through Internet Essentials, Comcast has connected more than 4 million people in need to low-cost, high-speed internet at home, giving every student the opportunity to succeed. Comcast.
At our home, winter nights are complicated. Either I end up freezing,
or I'm sweating.
Hi, I'm Missy Tannen.
And I'm Scott Tannen, founders of Boll & Branch, the world's most comfortable sheets.
And now, we've created the world's first luxury flannel bedding, available for a limited time at BollAndBranch.com. Try them risk-free for 30 nights.
Go to BollAndBranch.com today for $50 off your first set, plus free shipping with promo code SLEEP. Spelled B-O-L-L and Branch.com. Promo code SLEEP.
All right, back to football routes in a second, but let's take care of your car routes right now. WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
I was going to say the same thing. All right, here we go. Around the Beltway, Virginia, heading between Braddock Road and 236 on the stop and go. And then beyond that, Friday morning, love it. Light 66 and up to the Legion Bridge. Now, let's go on to Route 7. A little bit sluggish, but it won't cost you too much extra time as you pass the Colvin Run Road interchanges. That's where we had the crash at the second one. On the Greenway Toll Road, that looks fantastic this morning. 66, most of the bunched up traffic through the Manassas interchanges. And again, they're Fair Oaks toward Nutley Street. Heading over the Wilson Bridge, we did have a crash interloop side at the bridge span. It was quickly over to the shoulder. Delays beginning before you get to 210. And now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
With some breaks in the clouds and winds out of the southwest, the high today will climb to 85 and a clear sky tonight with a low near 65. I'm meteorologist Jeff Maher from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, 68 degrees, 747 on WMAL.
Do you need to reduce your budget? Get free coffee for your office and save hundreds of dollars just for ordering office products from VFOP. Call VFOP today at 703-569-9500 or visit them online at VFOP.com for more details.
Funny to hear a female talk about routes. Like, it's funny.
Ah, come on. It's funny. It was a joke. All he had to do was say after that to make everybody happy was, "and so awesome." And then everybody would have been like, "oh, okay, that was a joke." I forgot the punchline. John, when I asked, was it a sexist comment? John says no. And Petey said, yeah, but let's give Cam Newton a pass on his black supremacist views, you know, because he raised the black fist, you know, yes. the fist for black power, and he after a touchdown. And he said, yeah, that's what it was for. It was to signify black power. So he said, yeah, he gets a pass on that, but everybody's upset about this.
I'm insistent here. I don't have a hair trigger for sexism allegations. I don't at all. But I saw this and I was like, holy crap, how could he not expect a female sports reporter to know what a route is? Let's go to Diane, who's in Dayton this morning. Good morning. You're up first here on this segment of Mornings on the Mall. Good morning.
Good morning. I'm in my mid-50s. I played sports all my life, junior high, high school, college. And I'm totally with you on this point. I mean, of know what a route is, and I'm not an avid, you know, diehard football fan, but I know what a route is. And the way he stressed the word route, as in, like, you know what a route is, I'm totally with you on this. It was
Well, here's what Cam Newton has to say about that.
Funny to hear a female talk about route.
He's talking about you, Diane.
But wait, he didn't say that she shouldn't know what it was, or that it was that, you know, like how weird that a woman would know what it is. He said it was just funny to hear her talk about it. And I don't think that's any different than when we make jokes about men who, you know, who know about stuff that, you know, that we don't expect them to know about, and we laugh about that all the time.
Anyway, I want to find out what Harry in Silver Spring. Harry in Silver Spring, I want to find out what your thought is on this. You have a couple. Go ahead, Harry.
Hey, good morning. First off, he should be able to embrace her in that situation in 2017. And his target audience or for those commercials for the yogurt is probably, you know, affected by his comment. But Vince, I'd like to know, how many routes in the route tree do you know? Do you know what a seam route is?
A seam route? I don't know the seam route.
See, football is a lot more intricate these days. I used to play football, and I don't know what they are these days. So don't underestimate the intricacy of the question that she asked.
Well, what I'm saying is he mocked her for even asking a question about routes. And
no,
my view
is he didn't. He said it's funny to hear women talk about routes.
Thank you.
There is an intricacy involved in it.
Thank
it's
you.
It's not as simple as you're trying to make it to be.
But there's all sorts of intricacies to everything in football. There's it gets deeper as you go. But the point
We're just dealing with routes. He said it's funny to hear, and I agree with your co-host who said that had he cleaned it up by saying, "But it's awesome," you know, I really respect the fact, you know, giving an indication, I respect the fact that you're on top of your game.
All right, so a lot of votes against me here this morning, which I'm not surprised. I mean, this is a tough position to take, but I'm going to stand by it. I really appreciate it.
You're such a liberal.
More ahead on Mornings on the Mall, 7:51.
People all across the country are making thousands and thousands a month flipping houses. Why not you? Hi, I'm Dean Cain, actor, director, and real estate investor, and I have to tell you about this amazing opportunity you just can't afford to miss. The National Real Estate Network is offering a free CD called The Network Formula, where you can see for yourself the house flipping system that has taken the nation by storm. Who would have thought creating a network of thousands of investors working together to find, fund, and flip properties for profit was so simple? Plus, learn how to get their new, groundbreaking, tax lien investment kit for free that'll show you how to earn government-secured returns up to 18% annually and how to buy highly discounted tax-delinquent properties. So, if you're ready to start making money flipping houses, call now to get your free CD.
Call 1-800-436-2918 now to get your free CD. Call 800-436-2918 now, and you'll also get free tickets to a live training with a free meal, an MP3 player, and flash drive loaded with vital information, plus a government auction list of properties for sale nationwide. Call 800-436-2918 now.
McMillan Sedation Dentistry started over a decade ago because I wanted to be able to provide dental care to what now turns out to be a significant portion of the population, those individuals who had a fear associated with previous dental experiences. It's estimated over 1 in 10 adults are so fearful of receiving treatment that they'll only seek it when they experience an extreme dental emergency, like a broken tooth or an abscess. I'm Dr. Alex McMillan, and we interact with these patients a little differently, with much more of a TLC approach. The McMillan difference is empathy. My highly trained staff treats patients like members of their own family. We listen, we don't judge, and we strive to make our patients feel completely comfortable during their procedures, ranging from general and cosmetic dentistry to full mouth implants. Isn't it time for you to smile easy? Call 703-503-9490, online at smileeasy.com. That's smileeasy.com.
Okay, 7:53 now. See how your money's doing. Check in with Courtney Rogers at the CNBC News Desk.
Good morning. The S&P 500 is coming off its longest winning streak since 1997, and all major indexes are closed at record highs yesterday. Futures are mixed as investors wait for the September jobs report, which is out at 8:30 a.m. Eastern this morning. Hiring may have been cut in the month because of Hurricanes Harvey and Irma. Nate is expected to be a hurricane when it hits the U.S. Gulf Coast tomorrow night into Sunday morning. Hurricane and tropical storm watches have been issued for areas from Louisiana to Florida. A new study finds that the highest paid
CEOs in the U.S. aren't always the best. The Wall Street Journal says highly paid CEOs are running some of the worst performing companies. Costco reported strong earnings last night, but membership renewals were a little soft. Shares are 3% lower in pre-market trading this morning. And today is the American Cancer Society's National Denim Day, urging people to wear jeans to work and donate to breast cancer research. I'm Courtney Reagan, CNBC Business News on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
Have your golf buddies been asking where you've been? Are you missing your Saturday tee time? What if you could play and walk 18 holes without nagging back pain? What if you could fully swing your driver again and follow through? What if you could feel better and take a few strokes off your game? What if there was a safe, effective spine surgery to relieve your pain and get you back to feeling like yourself again? There is, and it's in our area. Doctors Morgan and Elagala at Sana Spine recognize that spine surgery can, should, and needs to be perfect. Using revolutionary ultrasonic technology, Sana Spine surgeons safely decompress pinched nerves, relieving pain, getting you back to the life you once enjoyed within weeks, not months. Sana Spine's ultrasonic surgery is a 90-minute outpatient procedure that avoids fusion, which means no rods, screws, or unnecessary loss of mobility. Learn more at sanaspinesurgery.com. The ultrasonic revolution, sanaspinesurgery.com. Get your game back.
7:55 now, WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
And this traffic update now sponsored by TheraWorks Relief. 395, what a change from yesterday morning. We had a crash, 395 at Duke Street. Had everyone temporarily stopped over to the shoulder, and Friday morning, we're enjoying the light volume and seeing pretty much at speed here as you come off the Beltway. So enjoy the ride there. Beyond, the heaviest stretch we really have for you on 395 is crossing the 14th Street Bridge onto Lower 14th Street and onto the freeway, seeing that a bit stop and go. In through the district, no problems to report. Making crossings into town if you're coming over the Teddy Roosevelt Bridge onto Constitution Avenue. George Washington Parkway, a little bit slow here as you pass the overlooks heading down toward the Key Bridge and into Georgetown. Top side of the Maryland Beltway, we're with the normal delays in through Silver Spring. Wilson Bridge backups before 210. And on 66, if you hear me talk about the crash inside the Beltway near the Connector Road, that's been cleared. Now, to relieve muscle cramps in your legs and feet, use TheraWorks Relief. This fast-acting foam is clinically proven to relieve leg and foot cramps. Get TheraWorks Relief today at TheraWorksRelief.com. Now, from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel Forecast.
With some breaks in the clouds and winds out of the southwest, the high today will climb to 85 and a clear sky tonight with a low near 65. I'm meteorologist Jeff Marr from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, 66 degrees. It's 7:56 on WMAL.
MS-13's motto is kill, rape, control. This violent gang with illegal immigrants has been tied to a string of brutal murders in Virginia. MS-13 pushes drugs and turns young girls into sex slaves. MS-13 is a menace, yet Ralph Northam cast the deciding vote in favor of sanctuary cities that let dangerous illegal immigrants back on the street, increasing the threat of gangs like MS-13. Ralph Northam's policies are dangerous. There's a better choice. Ed Gillespie is endorsed by the Virginia Police Benevolent Association and 55 sheriffs.
As governor, I'll make Virginia safer and stronger. We have to ban sanctuary cities and deport dangerous illegal immigrants who commit crimes, starting with ruthless MS-13 gang members. I'll stand with law enforcement to keep your family safe.
Ed Gillespie, for a safer, stronger Virginia.
I'm Ed Gillespie, candidate for governor, and I paid for and authorized this ad.
Listen every weekday morning at 5:42 for today's military news, brought to you by GEICO Military. These news reports come directly from the United States Department of Defense at defense.gov. You can find today's story by visiting WMAL.com/todays. GEICO's military program has been an important part of their business since it began in 1936. GEICO understands the unique insurance needs of our military personnel and their families. That's why they provide a dedicated staff working solely on their behalf.
Save money on your mortgage today. Call Network Capital. Network Capital is the name you can trust. And with rates like 3.0% with an APR of 3.15% on a 15-year fixed mortgage, you can't afford not to see what you can save. Call Network Capital today. 800-700-8068. They're a direct lender, so it's their own money they're lending, making the process fast, simple, and secure. And if you're consolidating debt, making home improvements, purchasing rental properties, or just trying to build wealth, Network Capital has a program for you. Call 800-700-8068
Bank today for a 15-year fixed mortgage of 3.0% with an APR of 3.15%. Network Capital is the sponsor of the Mortgage Radio Show, Saturdays at 1 p.m. here on WMAL. Call them today, 800-700-8068.
Not licensed in all states. NMLS ID number 11712. Visit NMLSConsumerAccess.org. An equal housing lender. Stated rate subject to change and may not be available at commitment or lock-in. Discount points may apply. Subject to credit approval. Call 800-700-8068 for additional cost information.
Your heart is amazing, pumping 2,000 gallons of blood through your body every day. But if something goes wrong inside, like a valve problem or a structural or congenital heart defect, you'd want the region's leading team of cardiac physicians at your side. Like the specialists at MedStar Heart and Vascular Institute at MedStar Washington Hospital Center. Recognized nationally by U.S. News and World Report, our team approach to structural heart disease is one of many reasons for our national recognition. For 10 years, we've participated in every major clinical trial for TAVR, an advanced minimally invasive approach to aortic valve replacement. And we've performed more of these procedures than any other team in the Baltimore-Washington region. We have the experience you can trust. When you need an expert structural heart team, don't miss a beat. Learn more at MedStarHeartInstitute.org/structural heart or schedule an appointment at 202-877-DOCS. That's 202-877-DOCS.
All right. Well, in addition to running seam routes in the hallway outside the studio during the break, here's what's coming up on Mornings on the Mall.
Josh Crasher, the political editor for the National Journal, will be joining us. We're going to talk about calls for Nancy Pelosi to step down.
And while everybody else is getting in trouble, Hillary Clinton, there's just a love fest going on for her still.